At 45, I started seeing double out of my right eye. Cataracts, my doctor explained. He walked me through the surgical options, then told me he'd operate when I felt ready. Over the next few years, my right eye deteriorated from double images to quadruple images to just blurry shapes and colors. It wasn't a crisis, though, because my left eye still had crisp 20/20 vision. When the cataracts seriously interfered with my depth perception, it was surgery time. My doctor cut open my right eye, removed my damaged lens, and slipped in an artificial one. The next day the bandages came off, I opened my eyes and saw the world in 20/20 again. Gleefully, I looked through my new right eye, then my old left one, one at a time, marveling at what I'd gained. But something was different between the images. They were different colors. In my brand new right eye, light was brighter and colors cooler. In my trusty old left eye, light was dimmer and colors warmer. It was as though one eye saw a room lit by fluorescent bulbs, and the other eye saw the same room lit by incandescents. I asked my doctor if I was imagining this. I wasn't. He explained that, as the lenses in our eyes age, they become tea-stained. I asked which color scheme was the correct one. Both, he said. My new right lens was seeing the world pretty close to the way I'd seen it as a child. The old left lens was looking at the world the way a 49-year-old would. Aging literally brings a more autumnal view of the world. A few months later, I was jogging at night, along Valencia Street. Curious to test my post-surgery vision, I looked at the busy bars and restaurants through just one eye, then the other. To my new right eye, the street was filled with bright excitement, and I felt the nightlife rush of my 20s. Switching to my left eye, the street changed to sepia tones, and I was back in my late 40s. I knew cataract surgery would help me navigate through space. I didn't know it would also let me travel through time. With a perspective, I'm Evan Sagerman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.